So, I'm gonna be making you eggs today. Fun fact, actually not a fun fact. I don't think it's a fact at all, just a statement. Unless that's a fact? Huh. Anyways, while you're at work, I'm gonna be recording myself making you eggs to bring over to you during lunch. And I know what you're thinking, babe, you're the absolute worst cook in the world. And I know that, but I saw a tutorial on YouTube, so I'm pretty sure I can handle making eggs, you know? I'm an adult after all. So, oh, I think I put the stove on too long. Is that smoke? Okay, no, it doesn't matter. I swear to God, I'm gonna make you lunch today. Oh, shoot. Okay. Again, I'm gonna be doing this very well. So it's heating up. And meanwhile, do you like your eggs fried or scrambled? I feel like it's gonna be more impressive if I bring you fried eggs, right? You're probably gonna listen to this while eating this lunch after I drop it off, and you're gonna be like, holy shit, what am I putting in my mouth right now? Not that I'm putting anything in bad, I'm just saying. I'm like, not fucking up, but I'm getting there. Oh, it smells bad. I think I put it up too high, or I'm burning something. Doesn't matter. You know what? If it tastes bad, I'll just redo it, right? You don't mind having lunch late. I don't think you eat at your desk anyway. I know you do. You always tell me that, like, you try to sit in your car so you can get away from work for a few minutes, but you always end up sitting at your desk because they keep telling you to do more things so you don't actually get like a real lunch. I think I messed it up. And it's only less than 3 minutes into the audio, but. Oh, you know what? I don't know. No, it's fine. It's fine. I think it's okay. I think it's fine. Again, I am so sorry for what I'm gonna bring you today. Hopefully, it doesn't taste too bad. I think I'll leave $5 in your lunch bag when I bring it by, you know. If you could just pretend that it tastes good while I'm there, take a few bites. I'll leave you the $5 so you can actually get something. Oh. That sure is smoking. I think I put in too much oil. Do you put canola oil for fried eggs? Oh my God. This is why you're the cook in the relationship, you know? I'm not really too sure. Shit. No, it's fine. I'm committing. I'm committing to you in this relationship, like I'm gonna commit to these eggs, and they're gonna turn out fine, and you're gonna be like, wow, babe, how did you learn how to cook so good all of a sudden? And I'll be like, just a little bit of Latina-ness in me. I feel really bad. You're at work right now. Think I'm gonna stop by with like a simple sandwich. But I'm gonna commit to these eggs, and I'm not gonna give up again with a simple sandwich because you deserve better. And our anniversary's coming up. And I want to make sure this month is super special to you because I feel like anniversary is too short of a day for me to, I don't know, show appreciation to you. You're so nice to me, and I'm really happy we're together. And that's why I'm making you this audio, so you can have something to listen to while you're bored to death at work. You know? I think this is turning out okay. Can you hear the sizzling? Really afraid to put in those eggs. What if they explode on me? I'm doing this naked, which, to be honest, is pretty dumb because that in itself is dangerous, cooking and frying eggs while naked. But I thought it would be sexy to tell you, like, ooh, that's right, you have a girlfriend at home cooking you food naked. Now I kind of regret that because it's really scary. I don't want oil to pop on me. The things you do for love, huh? Oh, I think I'm burning it. Shoot. Okay, I'm gonna put in the egg that I keep cracking. Ah! Oh, it didn't come out that bad. See that? I got this under control. Oh no. I have this under control. We're gonna do a second egg. Maybe that'll turn out prettier. It's really scary looking. I'll make myself eggs too. So then, you know, if this ends up killing you, which I don't think it would, because, ooh, that's really smoking. Why do you let me cook? Honestly. I think I should just leave that to you. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Oh, ooh. It's fine. I'm fine. I'm safe. I'm fine. I'm making the love of my life a nice lunch. Everything is okay. You're gonna be super amazed at what I can do for you. And yeah, I'm gonna make it a very good day for you, and I'm gonna make it a super good month for you, because our anniversary is coming up, which I keep talking about, but I'm really excited. Holy shit. We've been dating for like a year. Can you believe that? And it's kind of wild that I moved in so quickly. I should probably turn it down, huh? Look at me. Your girlfriend changes the temperature on the stove. Martha Stewart who? Am I right? Oh god. That one looks really ugly, but that's fine. I'll eat it instead. Oh, but like, not that I'm saying I think it's bad. I just think it's crazy how quickly I moved in with you. Oh! Ooh! That's scary. Okay, you know what? I guess we're making scrambled eggs today. That's fine. You like scrambled eggs, right? Yeah, that's fine. You like scrambled eggs. And if you don't, well then, you'll learn to like scrambled eggs. Oh, I'm so sorry that you're gonna eat this. I really am. How much I love you. I got you a plate. This is the worst ASMR video. But I noticed you on Reddit that you like to listen to pillow talk audios. Well, at least you used to. I haven't seen you listen to them in a while. I think that's okay. But I don't know. You haven't listened to them in a while. But if you like them, I want to take part in it and make you ASMR videos. This is the shittiest one because it's just oil popping and me screaming. But still. Oh, okay, so these look really ugly. I'm sorry. This is the ugliest looking fried egg I've ever seen. I'm gonna try it for scrambled eggs. I know what you're thinking. If you're already screaming about cooking these two eggs, why would you cook more? And the answer is because I love you. And I want you to have a nice lunch. And I don't think these are safe to eat, to be honest. Okay, we're gonna try one more egg. Again, I'm really sorry. I swear to God, I'll leave you $5. If you want to get something from the vending machine with it, I totally understand. But I don't think... they don't taste that bad. That bad. I'm so sorry. I'll just have to practice more. I won't make you eat it. But I'll just have to practice more. Because, you know, I moved in with you, and I want to make you proud, and I want to be that really cute wife one day. I don't know. I just want you to come home and feel happy and relieved when you see me, and I can serve you dinner. And then we can talk about your day. Right now, we can't really do that because you're probably like, holy shit, what am I gonna come home to? Is the house on fire? Why does she keep cooking when I tell her that she's terrible at it? Well, you don't tell me you're terrible, but I see your face when you swallow. Hey, this one's not so bad. Alright, I guess that one's gonna be your egg. I'll just get your salad real quick because you're on a diet. And yes, I'm eating part of your lunch already. I'm sorry, I can't help myself. I'll get your drink, your salad, a small side snack, and then your egg. Put down in the container in your lunchbox, and I'll stop by your work and bring it to you. It's already nearly 13 minutes of me talking and screaming and horrifying frying sounds. I thought it would have been longer, to be honest. I hope you're having fun listening to this. And I hope your boss goes fuck himself. Am I allowed to say that? Are you gonna listen to this, like, on your headphones or, like, on low volume? If you're listening to this on headphones, you should probably mute this if you're not. But your boss is such a fucking dick. If you're not watching this, watching. I keep saying watching, but you're listening to it. Duh. I don't know. Your boss is really cool if you're watching this on speaker or listening to this on speaker. I'm really sorry. Ooh, it's ready. I think it is. It looks pretty. Oh my gosh, it's so pretty. Oh my gosh. Oh, I made you the cutest looking egg. It's so pretty. Wow, look at me cooking for you. Martha Stewart, eat your heart out, am I right? Okay, well, I should actually focus on the rest of your lunch so I can bring you food on time and, you know, eat because I know you get grumpy when you don't have lunch. But I'm gonna go now. I hope you still love me after watching this audio, listening to this audio, and you don't think, wow, who did I move in with, and will she able to be cook? Will she be able to cook at all? But does she even know English? Yeah. I don't know. It's our anniversary soon. And I'm having a lot of fun with you already. Just like I had fun making lunch for you today. I really do hope work is going well. I love you. Hope you don't die while eating my eggs. Bye.